Bezat Shem Mizbach, we begin Perek Shlisha, the third chapter in the Ram Hilchas Mamon, the laws of the rebellious ones in the Sefer Shoftim book of Judges, where in this Perek we begin discussion of the Zaken Mamri, which that relates to someone who's a heretic or someone who's the opposite, is a someone who's a Tinik Shenishba, who just not aware. And then you have the Zaken Mamri, who knows, and he is a full-fledged Talmudic scholar, but he's rebelling. As Rama gets Alachav regarding, first, the Kaifer. Someone who does not admit to the oral law, he's not the rebellious elder who's mentioned in the Torah. He's included in the heretics, and he gets killed by any single person. Once it's well known that he denies the oral law, we take him down into the pit. We definitely don't take him out of the pit. But is like all other heretics. Those who say that the Torah wasn't from heaven. Those who give over the Jews to the take the Jews' money and give it over to people that are extorting it. Or the Gir says Hamushumadim, those who are give up their faith. All these are not included in the Jewish people. You don't need lo'edim, not witnesses, no warning, no judges. Whoever kills one of them has done a great deed. The has removed the stumbling block from the Jewish people by having such people. When we say this, we're talking about a person that denies the oral law, with his thoughts, and regarding the words that seem to him like this, goes after his very shallow intelligence, and after the arrogance of his heart. And he first goes and he denies regarding the oral law. Kitzadik advises like the two students of Antignus Ishaichai from the earliest of the Tanoim, and they denied the oral law. And all those who stray after them have this halacha. But the sons of those who stray after these types of people, and the grandsons, it's their fathers that have rejected them. And they were born amongst this heretical group called the Karoyim, which are from those types like the Tzedukim and the Baisusim that deny the oral law. The Gidlo is Maldaitim, and they were just brought up based on their opinions. So he's like a child who like was captive amongst them, and brought up by them. But and therefore, in the Zoras Lechas, Bedarche Mitzvah, he's not quick to grab on to the path of the Mitzvahs. Shaduka on this, it's really like something beyond his control. He was not brought up with that understanding. Now, and even if subsequently he hears about that he's a Jew, but Yehudim and Dasan, he sees the Jews in their faith. Still, Shaduka on this, he's still considered beyond his control. Shaduka Gidlu up to Usam, because ultimately he was brought up based on the errors of his fathers. Kach elu shemana, so to these that we mentioned, hakardom shato, that grab a hold of the path of the fathers of these mistaken kardoyim, that's an einus, and they're not those that we should kill because of the denying of the oral law. Lefikach ro lachzir mitshuva, to the contrary, therefore one should go ahead and help them come back and to the essence of who they are, and to draw them with words of peace until they come back to the strength of the Torah. Now we qualify what's called the Zaken Mamri. Of a Zaken Mamri Omer Torah, however, the rebellious elder that's mentioned in the Torah, who Chacham Echad Mechachmei Yisrael, he's one of the sages Jewish people. Sheish Bir the Kabbalah that he has in his hand, the tradition, Bedonu, Moedib Dibir Torah, and he judges and he rules in the words of Torah, Kamisha Dunu Bir Yerukachachmei Yisrael, the way they judge and they rule all the sages Jewish people. What happened was, but Shabbosle Machleikis Bedimin Adinin, in Bezn HaGadol, but he had a dispute with whatever the case was talking about with the great court, the Sanhedrin, and he did not go back to what they were saying. Rather, he disagreed with them. And he ruled to do not like their ruling. Gazel of Torah Misa. On him, the Torah decreed the death penalty. Umizvada, he should confess and be killed. And then he has a portion of the world to come. Unlike that, we said the Apikiris. Now, Ava Bishu Dan, Behem Dan, although he's judging and they're judging, Hu Kibul, Behem Kibul, he has a tradition, they have a tradition, but Areha Torah Cholkilam Kavod, but the Torah has apportioned to the Sanhedrin the honor, like it says, Lay Sosim Nadab Shigibu Choyam in the small, you're not led astray from what they're saying. Now, Vimrotu Bezin Limchal Kavod Malanicha, let's say the hardcore wants to pardon on their honor that he's disagreeing with them and to leave him and not execute him. In Mechum, they cannot do this. Kedishal Yibu Machalik is Besol, that it shouldn't increase disputes in the Jewish people. Now, in Zaken Mamri Chayv Misa, however, the rebellious elder is not liable for the death penalty. He has to be a real giant of Torah, a sage that reached the ruling of being ordained in the Sanhedrin. V'yachal gal bezin, and he's going to disagree with the high court, b'dover with something, shezidoyin the kodesh v'shekagasei chattas, that if you do deliberately, is a punishment of kodesh, of dying young, and if you do by mistake, of a karma chattas, oy b'tfilin, the one exception is or tfilin, and moreover, v'yir elasas k'arasa, he has to rule to do like his ruling, ayasa hu api arasa, or he's actually going to do based on his ruling. V'yachal kalem, and he's going to disagree with them. And moreover, it has to be that he's disagreeing with them when they're sitting in the chamber of Yudin Stone there in the base of Mikdash. Those are the criterion to make him liable for the death penalty. Avon Hoyed Talmud, but going through each piece. Let's say he was a student. He didn't reach yet the status of someone that's a Meirat Tzedek, a ruler. Yet he's ruling to do Pati's exam. Kashem says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Ki Yipoli Memcha Davar L'Mishpat, if it's going to be missing from you something, halacha for judgment, and then you go to the high court and then you disagree with them, it has to be Mishlo Yipoli Memen El Davar Mufal. It's only missing from him something that which is very deep and very difficult. And that's what the disagreement happened about, and that's when he becomes Zakei Mamre. But a student who didn't reach the level of ruling it, everything for him is difficult, and therefore he doesn't qualify for this punishment of the Zakei Mamre. Halacha Vav. Hayachacha Mufla Shel Bezen. Let's say he was an incredible sage of the high court. And he disagrees with them. But Vishana, he learned the Limud L'Acheim and he taught others Kidvav, like his opinion. But he didn't rule. It wasn't like he's instructing them to do like this. Patan is exempt. And the man is going to deliberately do. Not that he's saying it deliberately. Rather, he's instructing to do a yasahu ba'asma, or he is himself doing it, then he's going to be liable as the Zakei Mamre. Now, look at Zayin, regarding the conditions for him to be exempt from the death penalty. Let's say mitzam chutzlim kaimam. Let's say he found the Sanhedrin out of their place, not by the Lishkas Agazas. Behimralim, and he rebelled on them over there. Patu is exempt. Kishnam, it says in the Pasuk, we come to Belisa el amokim, that he's going to stand up and you're going to go to the place. It teaches that the place of the Lishkas HaGazas, that is what causes him death if he disagrees with them over there. And all these things, and similar things, if they're exempt from the death penalty because it doesn't fit all the criterion, still, the high court could still go ahead and excommunicate him, to separate them, to hit them, and to hold them back from their teaching positions, according to whatever they see is fit to obviously stop this person from creating such disputes in the Jewish people. Lachachez continues regarding with the whole process of incriminating the Zakei Mamre and how to go ahead and process the case. Now, the kitzah done in Zakei Mamre, how do you judge the rebellious elder? So, be'eshei polidava, when there's something which was a very difficult halacha beyond people, now, a sage who has reached the stage of ruling and instructing people gave a ruling. Whether it's something that the rationale sees fit in his eyes based on logic, or whether it's something that he has a tradition from his teachers. So him and the ones who disagree with him, where what exactly should halacha be, they're having a dispute. They go up to Yerushalayim. Uvon lebezdin shal pesach harbais. They first come to the court that's by the opening of the Temple Mount. Im lebezdin, the court says to them, kachu adin, this is the law. Im shama v'kibel, if this chacham listens and he accepts, okay, mutav is good. Bim lav not, then boin kulm lebezdin shal pesach hazar. Then they come to the court a little further up, that's by the entryway of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Vayim lehem gamim, they also tell him, kachu adin, this is the halacha. Im kibel, if they receive it, yelchalim, okay, everyone goes home. If not, then they all come to the Sanhedrin, to the high court, that's in the chamber of the Yudin Stone, that from there Torah goes out to all the Jewish people. Shemek says in the Pasuk, from that place which God has chosen. And the Sanhedrin say to them, this is the halacha. The Yudin Kulman, they all leave. If this sage goes back to city Bishana and he learns V'lamad, and he learns or he teaches Kadech Shulamad the way he was teaching up until now, okay, Harizah Pata, like we said, he's still going to be exempt because he didn't rule, he just keeps on teaching. Chayir Elasa, but if he ruled to do, or he did like his own ruling, Chayir Misa, then he's liable to death penalty. And Ve'in Etzar HaChasra doesn't have to have a warning. And I feel Nassim Tamil Rab, even if he gives reasoning for his opinion, Ein Shemle, we don't listen to him. Elikaven Shabo, Eidim, Sha'asik, Karadasa, rather, once witnesses come and tell us that he did like his ruling, or he instructed others to do like his ruling, Gaimrim Dinai Lamisa, Bebezin Shabbatir. They convict him, and they pass the verdict that he's liable for the death penalty in the courts in his city. Now, that's where the the court case happens. Then b'teipsin naisa, they grab mumal naisa, they take him up misham from there liusham to Yerushalayim. They don't execute him in the court of a city. Neither in the Sanhedrin, the high court that has left and is out of Yerushalayim. They have to take him up specifically to where the Sanhedrin is in Yerushalayim. And they keep him there up until the next Yom Tov. And they strangulate him on the holiday. All the Jewish people, when they come there for the pilgrimages, for the Alil Regal, they will hear and they will see. We have to make an announcement. And there are four individuals that we need to publicize it and make an announcement. Zakir Mame, what we're discussing right now, the rebellious elder. Vaidim Zayman, when witnesses had falsely said something and they were said to be that, how could you said you were with us somewhere else? And they get the same punishment. Vamesa, someone who seduces people to worship idolatry. Uvin Sarimar and the rebellious and wayward son, Shabakul Nem, because regarding all these four individuals, it says in the Pasuk, Yishmu Biyiro, the people should hear and they should see, and therefore we have to let people know, we have to publicize their death.